Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is the commentary for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022.
Michael, the new phrase in the media, and we're going to hear it through the election, is a four-letter phrase, a four-word phrase that we're going to hear. Threat to our democracy. Threat to our democracy. Oh. That's what you're going to hear. Chuck Todd on was breathless, absolutely breathless, about the new poll showing that for the first time, a threat to our democracy ranked as the number one issue. Well, what Chuck Todd doesn't mention is that it's the first time that that was polled. Think about that for a second. So he breathlessly tells you that threat to our democracy is now the number one concern of voters, and it's the first time that's ever been that way, but they've never had threat to our democracy on any previous poll. So that's a completely airheaded thing to say, but then it's Chuck Todd. Now, and he does what he's paid millions to do what he's told to say. But here's what's interesting about that poll. They say that 21% of those polled said that threats to our democracy was the nation's most important concern. Well, actually, Michael, you and I might actually say that threat to our democracy is our number one concern. And in fact, it turns out that that 53% of those who said it were Democrats, and 32% were Republicans. And so the way Chuck Todd says it is everybody who thinks threat to our democracy is going to vote Democrat is fundamentally flawed, and he knew it when he said that. But the other thing that's also interesting that NBC did in this poll is they took cost of living and made it one issue, and made jobs and the economy another issue. And so guess what? Cost of living got 16%. Jobs and the economy got 14%. Well, if you just ask the question, threat to our economy, then 30% would have said threat to our economy, and they're essentially all going to vote against the Democrats. And so the key phrase, and in fact, as I was driving in listening to your interview, the head of the NAACP is also uttering threat to our democracy. Everything is a threat to our democracy. And so we're going to hear that over and over again. But you're going to hear a lot of quote science and data, and it's all essentially contrived. It's just made up. And I remember back in the day when the Tennessean and the Democrats in this state were trying to get an income tax passed, and the Tennessean reported right before the vote in the state house that 70% of the people in Tennessee wanted a state income tax. Well, I had somebody at the Tennessean who gave kind of a whistleblower or a mole, if you will. And so I received what the questions were in the poll. And the first question in the poll was, would you like for the children of Tennessee to get a better education? How do you think that polled? 95% said, yes, I'd like for the children of Tennessee to get a better education. The second question was, if the only way for the children of Tennessee to get a better education is to have a state income tax, would you favor a state income tax? That got 70% if you preceded it with a phony question. Okay, and so that's how the Tennessean was able to report that 70% wanted it. If you just poll the people, straight question, do you want an income tax in the state of Tennessee? 70% said no. And so polling matters, and now you have Chuck Todd and the breathless left on threat to our democracy is going to be their screaming, their cry through the election.
Well, Crom, as always, I found your commentary this morning illuminating and enlightening.